Plasma One turns on peso funding for cards in Mexico. Plasma said on June 4, 2026, that users can now fund a Plasma One account with Mexican pesos. The company posted that MXN on-ramps are live, letting account holders move money in directly from local rails instead of first acquiring stablecoins on a separate exchange. The change is narrow but practical. Plasma One is a Visa-secured credit card backed by a self-custodial stablecoin wallet on the Plasma chain. Until now, funding leaned on crypto deposits and USD bank transfers, which left users in peso economies to bridge the currency gap themselves. A direct MXN on-ramp removes that step for anyone in Mexico holding a local bank balance. The peso rail covers funding, not new terms. The announcement covers funding, not a new card tier or a fee change. Pesos entering the account are converted to stablecoins that sit in the wallet and collateralize the card. The Plasma One standard card keeps its existing structure, 0% APR on purchases, up to 3% cashback paid in XPL, up to 1% FX on non-USD spending, and idle balance that can earn yield through a third-party vault. Plasma routes fiat on and off ramps through Bridge, a regulated money transmitter with identity checks handled at signup. The peso path plugs into that same plumbing. For a cardholder in Mexico, the result is fewer hops. Deposit pesos, hold stablecoins, spend on Visa, the catch on rewards. Two details matter before anyone treats this as a frictionless local card. First, cashback is paid in XPL, the Plasma chain's native token, not in stablecoins. The dollar value of those rewards moves with the XPL price, so a strong spending month can still translate to weaker rewards if the token slides. Second, Plasma One was still waitlist gated with a public launch expected this month, so peso funding lands as the product opens up rather than as an add-on to a mature base. The self-custody model is the part that holds up regardless. Plasma does not hold user funds. The wallet stays under the cardholder's control, and the issuer extends short-term credit against the collateral, settling each charge by liquidating a slice of it within a day. That avoids the counterparty exposure that froze balances at failed custodial card programs.